out this letter. You can do it. Ready? Go!
They know everything. You know why? Even though they don't understand English, when you speak to them, even if you don't have the ability to converse with animals, when you speak to them, you form a picture in your mind somehow. And that picture is what they get. You see what I mean? So they understand you. They do understand perfectly what you say. Except when they ignore you, they don't want to understand. And that's a different thing. I forgot what they all do to tell you, but they're really intelligent. They really understand and do it appropriately. Yeah. For example, my parrot, one of them, he speaks all day long, all kinds of things. But he doesn't speak when I want him to. He's a man. Yeah. Male. But that's not the point, okay. That's not the point yet. It's not the point. So whenever I come out, you know, they love peanuts, which is forbidden food. They cannot eat too much because it's too fattening and not good for their liver. It's okay for a treat. So whenever I come out and I open a jar of peanuts, he picks his head right away next to my shoulder. I love you, I love you, I love you. I say, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, you love the peanuts, all right. He keeps saying, I love you, until I give him the blessed peanut. And then he stops. And I say, I love you. Say it again. Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum. Don't tell me he doesn't understand what I love you means. Yes. And whenever I'm too far away, and he wants to entice me to him, I love you, I love you. I'm a good boy, good boy. And then sometimes I'm busy, I pass by, I don't come in. Where are you going? And then screams. Ah! And then throws the eating ball on the floor. Bang! Yeah, even though he just ate half of it. Yeah, to show off, you know, that's it. He really knows what to do. Sometimes because in the beginning I would pick it up and then put it up again, you know, and tell him, naughty boy. So now he knows. Every time he throws it on the floor, I would come and pick it up and talk to him. That's a trick. So I don't do it again. I don't do that. It's a reward, you know. That's what he wants, attention. But dogs are also the same. And if you even scold them, they like it. I have a dog, an Australian Shepherd. Even if I scold him, he's so happy. You know, he sticks his tongue out and has all four out. You know, I scratch my tum-tum. You can scold me, but scratch me, you know. So happy, happy, happy. I say, I'm scolding you, man, I'm scolding you. The more I scold, the louder, the more happy. He does some naughty things so that I come scolding him, running, you know. It's terrible sometimes. Oh, my God. I say, I wish you guys would do good things instead of negative things for attention. So whenever they do negative things, just ignore them. It's better not, yeah? I'll do it quietly, put him in a crate for a penalty or whatever, half an hour, whatever. But don't scold, don't play, don't even look at them. Another bird always jumps down so that I have to come and pick him up and scold him. Yeah. So I read in the psychology book, you know, for birds. Yeah, they do have such thing. My God, if you have birds, you have to research, no? Just like if I have you, I have to research on spiritual books and all that. Not that I need, but because you need. You read so many books and you crowd yourself with so many questions from that book. And against my book, for example. You know, you remember the painting with the book's argument? Yeah. So I have to read also in order to know what you're reading. I have to eat the garbage that you eat. so that I can tell you, yeah, how can you eat this? You know what I mean? If I don't eat, how would I tell you? That's the problem. So whatever I do is all for you. I look alike, huh? Look like you, huh? Yeah. So the book of psychology of the birds says that even if you scold them, it's a reward for them. It's the attention that they want. They want to get you there where they are. So now all you have to do is just don't look at them. When they come near you, you just tell them, come up, you know, in a stern voice, displeased voice, and put them back on the perch and don't look at them. That's it. So now they don't jump anymore. Oh, rarely. They still jump for fun, but not like every time they see me out there, just jumping all over, you know, so that I have to come and scold them. They love. When I scold them, they go, quick, quick, quick. But some of them talk. They even say, thank you. And I scold them, pick them up, thank you. I love you. You know, they kill me with kindness. Yes, yes. You don't know, my God. They are really, really so incredibly intelligent and sharp. The minds are very sharp. Okay, so now all this is just to remind you that all beings are really, really are God. They have God inside. And their higher being would talk to you in many ways, but their lower being still do all these stupid things. Yeah, for example, if you talk to the dog, he'll promise you, no, no, I won't do it again. I won't pee in the house again. I will try my best. Give me another week. That's the higher being. But the lower being continues to do it on your personal carpet, whatever. Whenever he feels angry or frustrated with you, or that you don't take him when he wants. Things like that. So you just have to live with it because they're dogs. Yeah? Just like us, we're human. We're supposed to be more intelligent than dogs or other beings. But we still do silly stuff because our minds distract us. Yeah? How many times do you feel something is right? You have an intuition for something and you were going to do it. But then you look at the outside circumstance and your brain tells you, no, no, this is not the right thing. And you forego it. And later on you regret because that's exactly the thing you should have done. If you didn't look at the outside appearance of circumstances, you would have done the right thing. Is that right? Yeah. Yes. Similarly, you know, all beings, they do what they do because they also have a brain. And most animals, they have a younger brain than us. You know, like, for example, dogs, they have a brain of 10 years old, IQ. That's what they told us. But sometimes I'm surprised. Yeah, maybe they should have such a young IQ so that they can be loved unconditionally, like kids. Innocent. When we grow up, people we calculate too much. I love you, what do I get from it? You know, if I treat you nicely, what is good for me? What is in it for me? You see what I mean? But kids, they don't calculate so much. Very little. You know, maybe for toys or affection, but there's not much. Not business-like, huh? So maybe that's why animals, they're so unconditional and so loving, so forgiving. You can scold a dog so badly or spank his bottom and he screams, but then he comes to love you the next minute, right away. The minute you call, he comes. He forgets all about what you did before. Yeah. Whether you are right or wrong, he doesn't mind. Whether you have a loud mouth or terrible garlic breath, he will kiss you. Yeah, he doesn't mind if you don't change your underwear for a week. Yeah, he doesn't mind. Huh? That's why people love animals, because they're so unconditional. They don't judge you ever. Whatever you are the person they love, the only one. Yes. And nothing can change that. They would die for you just because you say they're a good boy. Just one word, good boy, good girl. Many dogs they use for rescue missions. They go into dangerous places where humans don't dare go. Just because you tell them they are a good boy and you give them a hug, that's all they need and they would die for you. They lay down their precious life for you just because you tell them you love them, just because of one word, good boy or good girl. I saw it on TV recently. I don't watch TV that much, but on some occasions when events, you know, like 911, I was so heartbroken. I had to watch now and again to see what's going on. Because we were also involved. You see, we helped.
Although they only think Americans help. Yeah, but we really help from afar, from all over the countries. We pour in manpower and finances to help. So we were also involved because we love. Yeah, we love all kinds. We also send money for Afghanistan, Afghan people, not just Americans. But anyway, don't tell anybody. Also, I wanted to see what's the outcome, you know, if anything's better. Of course, nothing can be much better, but there's some touching stories that make up for the tragic events. And I saw many dogs, you know, they use for rescue missions. They just walk in like nothing. But I feel so bad for them. At least they should wear some protective shoes, because it's broken glass and broken stones everywhere. And they just let them walk in like that. It's so bad. I mean, you could use dogs, but you have to protect them in that situation. I mean, all the people wear thick boots, you know, like this. And the dogs just walk in with bare feet. My dogs don't walk bare feet on the street even, unless we go out just for a short, like, at the gas station and they have to relieve themselves or something. But that's just like 2 meters. But if my dogs walk even at home, I don't let them walk on stone. They walk on carpet outside. Because the grass sometimes is also bad for their feet, so I use, you know, those not expensive carpets, just those carpets that you can buy at Home Depot. I line all the roads. Yeah, like the carpet that you are sitting on. I spread it all over on the stone where they're walking. Yeah. So they don't have to have wounded feet, because it's happened, you know. Some dogs can have a cut in their feet. I have shoes for them too, but it's too much trouble to wear shoes. 20 shoes, you know, every time they go out. It takes an hour and then they might pee on my carpet again. And they hate shoes, they keep taking them off. And they come off easily. There are some shoes that don't come off that easily, but by the time you put 20 shoes on, they kick and run and all that. So I just put carpet to go all the way to where they go to. And that's it. Of course, when we go out, we put them on the grass. But don't let them walk on the asphalt, where the asphalt is wore out. And then they review those sharp, small, small stones. If you walk on that for a minute, you will know what I mean. If you don't walk, you never know. You think the dog's okay. Of course he's okay, because you have shoes. You have shoes. You don't feel anything. So I don't know how the training people let the dogs walk on the sharp broken glass or anything like that, even chemicals leaking or anything, or germs or danger, you know, and let them go there. And these are precious dogs. They've been trained for years, and they even lay down their life for anyone at a command, and they don't protect them. You understand how we sometimes are so insensitive? Even if he's a dog, but he hurts, you know. And he's a good dog, even. He's going to do a job for you. And we need that dog for many more lives. Not just to sacrifice him there and then no more. Of course, you can train more dogs, but that's not the point here. It takes at least half a year, continuous daily training, for a dog to know what to do in different situations. And for a dog to act out intelligently by himself is also hard to find, because you can only train in one like rigid situation, like a dog who smells drugs, or a dog who smells people, or a dog who smells landmines, things like that only, but not everything. Still, it takes a long time. But then you still have to protect that dog. My God. Huh? If you have a talented employee in your office, you give him rights, you protect him, no. But the dog, my God, nobody thinks anything because he's a dog. I don't understand. So if you have dogs, take care of them. At least our dogs, you take care of them for me. Okay? Well, the reason God make me have all these dogs is so that I know all this stuff. Otherwise, I would also not know. Truly, how would I know all this stuff? I'm not always on this earth and have dogs. I came from somewhere else where we don't have dogs.
Thank you. Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.